Let's look now at the agricultural weather forecast. Mark Russo is at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois, on the phone line with us. Mark, it's a beautiful day here in the Midwest, and it feels pretty fall-like, actually.
Should be, doesn't it feel like either August 29th or early September versus late July, Todd, huh?
It's football. It's football time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, what's the weather forecast look like?
Well, the cool weather that's evolved here in recent days shows all signs of here continuing with us over the next couple of weeks with this kind of persistent flow of Canadian air down into the middle part of the country. Looks like this pattern is firmly locked into place over the next couple of weeks. So colder than normal temperatures will prevail by and large across the Corn Belt, especially here in Illinois over the next couple of weeks. And from a precipitation standpoint, we still see increased rainfall prospects here, and certainly easing out of this drier pattern that was in place here throughout July and much of July, and then began to evolve in late June. This kind of more active zone that's been in place over the past week across the plains down into the Delta region is going to be easing northward and begin to move into areas of Illinois and Iowa and begin to increase soil moisture reserves here, especially that's needed here in Iowa and parts of western Illinois that have been the driest here lately. So certainly some improved rainfall prospects here coming up, but along with that will be this cooler than normal temperature bias.
How much cooler than normal?
Well, for the next 5 days, we see temperatures averaging out to be 6 to 9 degrees cooler than normal, and that looks to continue kind of in the 6 to 10-day time frame. That basically equates to high temperatures in the 70s, low temperatures ranging from the kind of the mid-50s north, low to mid-50s north to low 60s south. So overall here, about 6 to 9 degrees cooler than average.
Yeah, we had a summer not too long ago that was cooler than normal, but I don't think it was quite this cool. Do you remember what those numbers were like, or have you looked?
Well, the last time we had anything this similar was back in 2009, and so that was more prevalent coolness throughout the bulk of the summer. This summer has been more variable with some decent surges of heat, such as what we had 2 weeks ago, but then also this kind of record cold that we're seeing right now. And obviously, that's a huge change from the past 3 years, which have been predominantly hot.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. And one more thing for me. Take a look at China.
China continues to be in really good shape here. Favorable rain activity here coming up along with a lack of heat in their corn and soybean areas. So at this time, looks like good crops coming out of China this year.
Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for a Monday afternoon. You can always hear him again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.